Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series.
There's a poem I'd like to read. It may be my favorite. God bless America and everywhere else.
American writer Michael Lederer reads a poem from In the Whittlewood of Time. His collection of poetry and short stories was just published by Palm Art Press in Berlin. Lederer chose two images of himself for the cover. On the front, him as a three-year-old. On the back, a current photo.
The three-year-old in this picture, if you had spoken to him about being 59, he would have thought, that's like so many, many forevers away. But now, looking back, the 59-year-old reflecting on being three, that was like day before yesterday. So the Whittlewood of Time is meant to take a stab at how puzzling and mysterious this thing called time is.
The American has spent a lot of time traveling over the past 40 years. He's lived in Spain, in Croatia, and moved to Berlin in the late 90s.
To me, the most exotic thing is when I meet somebody who was born in a house that their grandparents had built, and their cousins, their brothers and sisters, you know, are all there in the same village, town, city.
In the Whittlewood of Time is a curated collection of Lederer's life in writing. From his very first poem written at age 11 to where he's at now. Stylistically, it mixes more traditional forms like sonnets and haiku with musings saved on napkins. Among his themes are mortality, love, and most recently, politics.
It's unbelievable to me that this tradition that America has always represented, sort of a welcoming embrace to which so many, including my father, who was a refugee from World War II in Europe, so many have come. And suddenly that the very people who wave the flag would build a wall and would exclude.
His poem, America Lost, addresses this disbelief.
Do not give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Do not send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the closed door.
Still, Lederer says he clings to optimism. His sense of playfulness is another perspective in the Whittlewood of Time. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.